You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
In the sky-shifting genre of bebop, we have one of the finest pianists to make his mark in that era, Michael Dodo Marmorosa, with the 1947 tune Bopmatism. The Pittsburgh native was a child prodigy trained as a classic pianist, but he loved jazz, and he practiced with schoolmate Errol Garner. His nickname Dodo was donned on him as a kid because of his large head and short body. And I tell you what, kids have no mercy. His career began in 1941 with Johnny Scat Davis and his orchestra at the age of 15. That led him to joining Gene Krupa's band shortly thereafter. The 1940s were a busy time for Dodo. He gigged with Charlie Barnett's big band, Dizzy Gillespie, the great Charlie Yardberg Parker, Tommy Dorsey, Buddy Rich, Artie Shaw, Barney Kessel, and fellow Pittsburgh trumpet player Roy Eldridge. Dodo's recordings with Charlie Parker from 1946 in Hollywood are regarded as some of the finest jazz records ever made today. And after the year 1950, his only recordings was a 1961 session for Argo Records. His low profile has been attributed to mental illness. Dodo was drafted in 1954, and when he received electric shock treatment, he was discharged under the label of poor psychological condition. As one of the top pianists ever to grace jazz, he rode off into the sunset at the VA Medical Center in Pittsburgh, occasionally playing piano and organ for the residents and guests of the center. Another bittersweet jazz tale, but for us here spinning the tunes, it's all bebop roses around here. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of jazz brilliance and the world's only robust jazz hall of fame, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Always ready and willing to open up our jazz riches to you, our listeners. Let's keep the star glitter flying around here on the show. Here's the band leader of note, the great Doc Severinsen, with April in Paris off a 1997 best of disc, and he's still going strong to this day in 2014.
Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
was veteran trombonist, band leader, and educator Gary Toll with the 2007 song One Kettle for Calm. This is another cat on the show from the steel town of Pittsburgh. And after college, he got his jazz pistons roaring by playing trombone with the Glenn Miller Orchestra, directed by the great Jimi Henderson. Once he arrived in L.A. back in 1978, he was hired to play first trombone with the Harry James Orchestra, and he actually performed on Harry's last recording ever. Gary made a career out of playing with the finest jazz orchestras ever, and we'll just keep it that way. And here next on the show, we move into the instrument we dig the most around here, the vibes. Here's Dave Pike on the vibraphone with the 1962 song Melvalita off his Carnivals LP.
Saxophone, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, where you'll hear some of the best jazz in town.
That was another pride of the early KC heyday there. That was bandleader and clarinetist Harlan Leonard and his Dutiful Rockets with the tune Dameron Stomp. Born in Kansas City back in 1905, he became a professional musician at 17 and joined Benny Moten's orchestra in 1923, where he led the reed section until 1931. His Rockets featured a young and talented Mira Taylor, and he went on to be the leading band in Kansas City and touring nationally. Charlie Yardberg Parker ended up playing in this band for 5 weeks, but was fired by Leonard for lack of discipline. The band's music is considered transitional between swing and bop. The road for Leonard took an odd turn when he left professional music and ended up working for the IRS. He ended up passing away back in L.A. in 1983. Keeping in the era and the vibe here on this hour of Neon Jazz, here's the Chicago Footwarmers from the 1920s glowing radio era with Ball and a Jack.
I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. We'll be right back.
That was Hard Bop Jazz pianist and celebrated member of Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, the great Benny Green, with his quintet in tow with the tune Countdown. And here's Benny's Countdown. From the streets of Berkeley, California, he played in that old Bud Powell style. He was discovered by Faye Carroll, and in his teens, he worked in a quintet led by the great Eddie Henderson. He still resides in his hometown of Berkeley and teaches workshops across the U.S. and can rest knowing the world will keep on spinning those tasty Benny tunes. Man, this next tune is a dandy. Here's the combo of Bob Wilbur and Kenny Davern, both on the clarinet, with the song Sometimes I'm Happy, off the 2006 album Reunion at Arbor's.
Some more neon jazz.
Do it!
That was modern jazz pianist Joe Albany with the tune It's You or No One off the 2010 disc aptly called The Legendary Pianist. Joe was one of the few white pianists to have played bebop with Charlie Parker. From Jersey, in 1943, he made his way over to the West Coast gigging in Benny Carter's orchestra, and it was in 1946 he was playing with Parker and Miles Davis. Most of the 50s and 60s, he was battling a bad heroin addiction or living in seclusion in Europe. And it was in the 1970s that he returned to jazz and played on 10 more albums. He was a classic. This next act on the show is going to sweep your mind into the jazz clouds. Here's the Barcelona Swing Serenaders with the tune Solid Old Man.
Thank you.
That was the most recorded bassoon soloist in the world, Daniel Smith, with the tune The Jody Grind off the 2009 LP Blue Bassoon. This cat is all over the map with his playing. He has a repertoire spanning music from jazz to classical and crossover. Daniel is the bassoonist performing and recording in both jazz and classical these days, and needless to say, he has played all over the world and racked up so many awards that we could talk the whole rest of this hour about him. But we won't. There's more music on this crowded subway car that we need to listen to. Speaking of, here's the talented tenor sax man Tubby Hayes with the tune May Ray. On jazz. We'll be right back. Threat Full of Panache. That was the Netherlands guitarist Jimmy Rosenberg with the 2013 tune Donna Lee. This man is a virtuoso of gypsy jazz, and he emits a good shadow of Django in his playing aura. Closing the subway doors on this hour of jazz is a busy man playing and teaching these days, drummer N. Glenn Davis with the song The Happy People from a tasty 2007 album, A Different View. And hopefully you all are happy people after this hour of jazz. And thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the happiest cat around, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Like what you heard? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radio Land. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.